With the Delta strain having locked Australia up, the need for the federal government to immunise the nation as quickly as possible has left some people fearful for their health. Blood clots, long-term side effects, pregnancy, these are some of the most discussed concerns amongst Australians today. However, the research indicates that there is little need for concern as the AstraZeneca and Pfizer vaccines have both proven to be just as safe as any other vaccine in history. Mark DiPoli has this story.
I'm a nation that lives with the virus, then all Australians must follow the health advice. Hannah Darlin, Professor of Midwifery and Associate Dean of Research and Hard Degree Research at Western Sydney University's School of Midwifery, explains why some have been understandably misled to believe that pregnancy and COVID-19 vaccines could spell harm for more than just one person.
One of the problems we've got is many of the trials that look at medications don't involve pregnant women because there are always concerns. You're not just affecting potentially an adult, but you're potentially affecting a baby. So we often don't have phase 3 trial data with pregnant women. We almost have to kind of implement it, watch what happens, look at women who perhaps didn't know they were pregnant and had a vaccine and were there any issues. And then as confidence grows, then maybe they will undertake more trials.
This is the situation with COVID vaccine trials as well. But while it is a difficult process, the current advice is that pregnant women are perfectly able to have either vaccine.
But from the data we've got, and it is early days, we know there's no difference in miscarriage, that what we're seeing in the data we've got, and there's no differences in abnormalities in a baby compared to the standard what you would expect in a population. There's also some concerns about breastfeeding, but again, the recommendation is that women should not be vaccinated because they're breastfeeding, because we also know that the mother generating antibodies is passing it through to her baby and her uterus through the cord, but also through the breast milk, and so potentially giving the baby some immunity.
Similar concerns have been raised regarding blood clots after getting the vaccine among Australians, but Dr. Natasha Yates, a practicing GP and assistant professor at Bond University's Faculty of Health Sciences and Medicine, reminds that COVID vaccines are just as safe as every other.
The risk of getting a clot is tiny, and the risk of dying a clot, if you are a young person, 18 or older, your risk of actually dying a clot from the Astra vaccine is less than 1 in 1,000,000.
A combination of misinterpretation and misinformation has led people to spread a rumour that should cause public concern if it were to be true. But Dr. Yates once again clears the air.
The type of clot that the COVID vaccine, the Astra vaccine, gives people is very different from the type of clots that most people are familiar with. So if you hear of someone getting a clot, a lot of young people have a family member who've had a clot, or maybe they've got a clot after they've had an operation or been on a flight. That's very, very different. It's similar to people saying, oh, I've had a skin cancer cut out, therefore I'm more at risk of a brain tumour. It's not. They're very different. They have the same word. They still use clot, but they're actually two totally different diseases.
The Delta strain is really testing the patience of Australians, and Professor Darlin demonstrates exactly how significant immunisation is.
So we just had released from the UK looking at 742 COVID-positive women admitted in the UK, and out of that lot, only 4 had received one dose and 1 had received 2 doses. So we're seeing that the majority of people getting severe diseases are unvaccinated. And the big thing that we've got to put into consideration here is that the Delta variant is leading to much nastier outcomes and sickness than did some of the earlier variations. So I think if you live in Sydney at the moment, I think the advice should be to get vaccinated. I think if you live in Western Australia where you don't have any cases, you may want to make a different decision, but you never know when you're going to be the next Sydney.
A look at history is usually a good indication for the future, and that is the health advice from Dr. Yates.
There is no vaccine in history over the last 300 years that we have been vaccinating human beings. There is no vaccine that has ever had a long-term side effect that has suddenly appeared 2 or 3 months after it's been had.
Australians could once be together in a public place and likely not get COVID-19, but the Delta strain has changed that. As of today, there are 25 COVID-19 patients on a ventilator in New South Wales alone, and Dr. Yates pleads for Australians to prevent themselves from adding to that tally.
You are 18 and over and you're in an area that COVID is starting to pass around in the community. Please do think seriously about getting a vaccine. You will get exposed to it, if not this outbreak, at some point, and it's very low risk that you will get a problem. But if you have concerns, make sure that you're basing those concerns on facts, not on things that people have showed you on Facebook or Instagram, if you have concerns, go and have a chat to a doctor. If you don't have a regular GP, make an appointment with a GP and go in and have a discussion so that you're making a decision to have it or not to have it based on truth and not on memes that are passing around.
Sasha Yates, a practicing GP and assistant professor at Bond University's Faculty of Health Sciences and Medicine, ending that story by Mark DePolli.